Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome into Light the Lamp. We're in the swing of the offseason, but the Anaheim Ducks have stayed busy this summer. And as a part of that, I'm happy to welcome on today newly acquired Duck defenseman Brian Dumoulin. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
So going back to July 2nd, that was the day that you were traded to Anaheim from Seattle. How did you find out that news, and did it come as a surprise?
Yeah, actually, Ron Francis called me and just wanted to let me know before I heard it from other people that they're trading me to Anaheim. And I mean, obviously, anytime you're traded, it's a little bit of a surprise. You don't know where you're going or anything like that. We did have a feeling, and we had some thoughts of potentially leaving Seattle this offseason. So, but anytime it happens, obviously you're in shock and you don't know where you're going. And you're thinking about all the stuff that you have to do whenever you get traded or whenever you switch teams, whether it be finding schools, moving your family, moving your stuff. And you only have a short window to do that. So, there's a lot going on, but, we're definitely excited. And, obviously Anaheim, it's a beautiful place, a young up and coming team, and I'm really excited to join the team.
Do you know much about Southern California? Have you been here outside of playing here?
I was there in San Clemente one time for a wedding, but other than that, it was just kind of in and out from playing the Ducks and staying in Anaheim. But yeah, other than that, that's about it.
Plenty to explore here then once you make the trip out here. I want to ask you what some of your conversations have been like with the Anaheim Ducks staff. Have you gotten the chance to talk with anyone?
Yeah, I did. I talked with Coach Cronin. I talked with Pat Verbeek. And actually, it was funny because Crow was actually recruiting me when he was coach of Northeastern, and he has some ties to where I grew up in Maine. He has a place in Kennebunk, where I grew up in Biddeford, the next town over. So we have some familiarity there. And then also he lives on Comm Ave in Boston. And I used to live in Comm Ave. We're building a place in the suburb of Boston right now. So I could definitely tell from this thick Boston accent that he was from there. And definitely already have a little bit of relationship with him. So it's good to talk with him and hear his vision of a team. I'm hopefully going to be back in Boston in the next couple of weeks. So we hope to get together and talk in person, just talk a little bit more about roles and how he envisions teams and what teams like and how he envisions teams playing. So just want to have a little bit more in-depth of conversation with him.
Do you happen to surf at all?
I've tried surfing a few times. We grew up in a kind of a coastal town in Maine, so yeah. Very familiar with the ocean, but the waves in Maine aren't, especially the beach that I grew up going to, weren't exactly where they're more crashing on the beach than kind of the rolling waves of Southern California. So it's not something that I was really good at or tried to do, but who knows, maybe I'll give it a shot.
It's a tough thing to do, but I wanted to ask because Greg Cronin is a big surfer, so I thought maybe that could be a little connection for you, but that's great that you have that history with him. I mean, going back to some of your young playing days.
Yeah, it was good to have a relationship with him. I know he is a very demanding coach, and that's something that in my career that I respond to and something that I like. He holds guys to a certain expectation. It seems like he holds the team to a certain expectation. So I'm looking forward to having him as a coach.
Do you know any of the other guys on the Anaheim Ducks roster?
Yeah, I played with Brock McGinn in Pittsburgh. And I mean, I loved him as a guy and as a player. He does all the little things you need to win, whether it be blocking shots or scoring goals. He's got a great work ethic. So And then just off the ice, he's a great guy. I think he's a really funny guy, and I laugh at everything that he says. And we had a really good relationship in Pittsburgh, and we know his wife, Jamie, really well too. So look forward to seeing him. And then just with Gibby, with John Gibson and his ties to Pittsburgh. And I've stayed here in the summers the past couple of years, and I've skated with him a few times. And also this summer, being here in Pittsburgh now, I've skated with him a bunch of times. So he's had nothing but good things to say about the organization. Obviously, he's been there a long time, so he's been a helpful resource.
Certainly gives you a little bit of a sense of comfort coming here and knowing some of these faces. I want to ask you a little bit more about your game side, your play, big size defenseman, you know, poised with the puck. But what do you think you can bring to the Ducks this season?
I think one of my things that I pride myself on is just consistency. It's just having my teammates know what they're getting from me. My coaches know what they're getting from me, and just bringing that every game and not veering towards that. I think that is one of the hardest things to do, and especially through the course of a 2-game schedule. And that's something that I've always tried to bring to every team that I'm on, is just consistently playing at a high level and not having any off nights. I think that can give you a chance to win every game, especially as an individual. But if your whole team does that, then you have a chance every game. I definitely want to bring some leadership. That's something that I've had the privilege of seeing some of the best leaders in the game and kind of how they do things. And that's something that I've had my whole career, especially on the teams that we've won. We've always had strong leadership. So I think that's something that I can bring. But seeing that, it's just them being themselves and pushing guys. It's not trying to be a leader when they're stepping out of their comfort zone. It's just being who they are and letting everyone on the team and the organization be comfortable who they are, and everyone finding a role and embracing that role. I think just from a defensive standpoint, just I wouldn't, like some people call me a shutdown D, but you can do that multiple ways. You can do that through physicality. You can do that by having a good stick. But for me, it's just getting out of our zone as quickly as possible. For me, it's breakouts. That's something that I pride myself on, is just hitting guys on the tape in stride and not having to put pucks on the wall or throw pucks off the glass, looking guys off and just having some patience and poise, being able to hold guys off and make those little plays where the guys with speed in our forwards are getting that in good areas where they can attack and create automatic rushes. So it's kind of doing those little things that help a team wins.
You touched on leadership. Now, you did wear an A while you were with the Penguins for a part of your career. How do you feel like you can take that experience and translate it to, well, coming into Anaheim, just talking with, you know, some of the younger players here and kind of being a leader, but also I know you mentioned just getting a bit more comfortable and in understanding the organization here, but how do you think that will be able to translate for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the hardest things when you're switching teams. And I obviously just realized that with Seattle and Pittsburgh, we kind of had the same core for a while. So you kind of get in a rhythm and a role, and you had relationships with everyone on the team. And that's something that I like to develop with guys, is a relationship and knowing them personally, and whether it be dinners or just hanging with them and getting to know them and what either gets them going, what gets the best out of them, how they respond to things, and just getting to know them as a person. That's something that obviously takes time, but that's something that I look forward to the most, and just getting to know the guys on the team and being there for them if they need someone, or pushing them a little bit if they need that, but just developing relationships with people and having them trust me and me being able to trust them, and starting from that.
One of the other parts about your hockey career is you're certainly a winner. You've had 2 national championships at Boston College, 2 Stanley Cups in Pittsburgh. Having those experiences, what was that like? I mean, also, you're the only active player in the NHL to have both of those accolades, 2 of each.
I look back at those teams and why we were so successful. I think one was obviously we were a close team. I mean, everyone respected each other. Everyone had a role and embraced it. And we all really cared and loved each other. I mean, I think it starts off the ice. I think that's one of the biggest things. When you're generally happy for the person next to you and want them to succeed, it sounds so cliche and it sounds so easy to do, but it, in the grand scheme of things, for 82 games every night to be able to have your teammates back and want the best out of them, that's all you can ask for. And that creates a winning environment. And then just putting in the work also, I mean, you gotta take care of yourself over 82 games. You gotta put in the work off the ice, even when you don't want to, even after a back-to-back. It's just kind of grabbing everyone as a team and just having that commitment to, this is the way you do things. And at the end of the year, it'll pay off. So it's just learning these little things throughout the years and obviously being on teams that didn't win and kind of looking back and thinking like what did go wrong? I mean, sometimes it's just bounces too. Sometimes you need a little luck, and I can look at some of the times that we won is we got some bounces and got some luck, but we had to be there. We had to put ourselves in the position to be there. And at the end of the day, everyone wants to make playoffs. And if you can just make playoffs, you give yourselves a chance. So obviously that's our goal next year, but we want to start doing that now, especially in training camp.
Just a reminder that Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. GOETTL. We make comfort easy to spell. One of the parts throughout your career when you were in Pittsburgh, your longtime D partner was Chris Letang, a veteran guy. I mean, you guys basically grew up together in the league, but now you come to Anaheim. There are a lot of young defensemen here. How do you feel like maybe in this new role that you're going to have with the team, you'll be able to connect with some of these younger guys?
Yeah, I think that's just off the ice it starts. I mean, it's just developing relationships with them and being able to communicate with them. Because, I mean, I think that's one of my biggest things, too, is on the ice. I'm a big communicator. I like to talk. I like to let people know where I am. I like to let people know who's open, who's not. And, I mean, even off the ice, if you can talk to your defensive partner, you can talk to your D-core and kind of get to know each other on the ice and how each other play, that only benefits you. And kind of it takes the thinking out of the game so you can just react and know, hey, if you pinch, I'll be back here for you. And this is just a little thing to look for in a breakout. I'll be here. So it's just that constant communication. And obviously that takes time, but something I want to develop, with whoever I play with early. And obviously just let them be the player that they are. I mean, if I know there's some talented offensive defensemen that the Ducks have, and just let them read their game and feel their game and let them know that if you're going to do something, do it with confidence and I'll have your back. And guess what? If you mess up, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to complain. It's just I just want you to just have faith in what you're doing and trust it, because, I mean, their instincts got them there. So just have an open conversation with them and just creating a bond and relationship.
Now, you've worn the number 8 throughout your career. Can't necessarily wear that here in Anaheim. Have you given any thought to what number you might wear?
Yeah. I end up picking number 6.
Okay.
I wasn't going to ask Timu what his price was for that. I don't think I could afford it, but yeah, I ended up going with number 6.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you had made a decision on that, because it'll be a change for you.
Yeah, I've only worn single digits. I wore 4 in high school, or 2 in college, wore 8 in the pros, and might as well check off 6 too.
In looking at now your summer, mentioned being in Pittsburgh, I know that there was a video I saw not too long ago on social media. You were skating with Sidney Crosby and Riley Smith. What has your training been like this summer?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the one good thing about missing playoffs is you can kind of stay on it right away, and it gives you that extra time, especially for me, not having any injuries, not going with this season, where you can just, I'm the type of guy that I like to continue it. I don't like to take too much time off, because I feel like you're just got to make up for that time in the summer. So I like to stay on it and continue skating and training right after the season. And was able to do that here in Pittsburgh, and we're very familiar with the setup here, and it's been nice having Sid. He just went back to Nova Scotia, but it's been nice to have him around just to skate with him. Just the level that he skates with every day just makes you better. And having some other NHL guys around, especially just a few of us. And it's nice being able to have ice every day and be out there for an hour, hour and a half, and have, especially beginning of summer and right now, I like to skate with less guys just so you get more reps. And it's just kind of work on the details of the game. And then kind of in August, skate with a little bit more guys and get some more kind of game situation reps. So I found later in my career that I like to just stay on it right after the season and just continue training. And I love it and I enjoy it. And something that I love going to the rink every day too, even if it's just by myself. So it's something that I enjoy to do.
Brian, outside of hockey, I know that obviously you're a dad and that certainly I'm sure keeps you busy in the summer, but just having, you know, the family around a little bit more, what are some other things that you like to enjoy in the off season?
Yeah, obviously we just have a 5-week old, so he's been keeping us busy this summer. But other than that, I really enjoy food and restaurants. Me and my wife, we really take a lot of pride in what we eat and look for definitely healthier options. But just people put a lot of thought and quality into the food that they're preparing. And that's something that we look for everywhere we go into a new city. We're always looking at new food and new restaurants. I love wine too. Wine's always been a passion of mine. I'm definitely not drinking as much as obviously I would like to. That's something that obviously I taper back, but I still love reading about it, studying about it. And just because I love travel, that's another thing that me and my wife do is we love to travel different places. We went to France last summer and just drove through the country and it was a blast. But we went to Hawaii on our bye week, just discovering new places and kind of seeing the culture and immersing ourselves in the culture and kind of going off the path a little bit. And that's something that we both really, really enjoy. So it's just food, wine, and travel is pretty much what I enjoy outside of family and hockey.
There's a lot of good wine out here with wine country in Northern California. Also a lot of great food spots. You'll have to get some recommendations from the team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously California, that's one of the best places to grow vines in the United States, and obviously Santa Barbara too. That's within a driving distance and they make some awesome Pinots. So yeah, I know it's all surrounded me in California. And I mean, you can see it's just a great place to live and be.
Now for yourself, you like to cook. I was reading that Anthony Bourdain was your inspiration on why you started cooking and how much you love it.
Yeah. I mean, I watched every one of his Parts Unknown, every one of his No Reservations. I think I might've seen him 2, 3, 4 times each too. Just, I mean, I really love the way he approached food and approached just conversation too. I mean, he wouldn't even call himself a food critic. He was more just, meet a local, have a conversation with him, grab a bite to eat and a drink at a local spot and just kind of learn about their culture. And I just thought that was so unique. And I thought that was a great way to approach travel, especially for him. I mean, he could always hit the touristy spots and just go there, but he always went off the beaten path and went to places that people hadn't gone and kind of showed you that through a camera lens. And it kind of made me want to explore more and get out and see the world more. And you can see that different cultures, you can learn something new, and it's something that I really enjoyed watching.
What's the best thing that you've made this summer? The best dish?
Oh, that's I haven't really been cooking much.
Okay.
Especially with our newborn.
Yes, of course.
It's been kind of the same rotations of food for us, honestly. Mm. A lot of the times it's whatever quickest, but I have been cooking a lot, but, yeah, there's nothing that I would really pride myself in being like, oh, I made this or that. It's just kind of a lot of simple, I like to do it simple and more raw ingredients.
Mm-hmm. I also want to, before I close it up, I want to talk about growing up in Maine for you. The first player on the Stanley Cup to be a native of Maine. Do you get to go back there much?
We try to go back, especially when we're living in Boston. Both my family and my wife's family are from Maine, so we get back there not as much as we'd like, but because we have such a short window, but we do. And it's such a beautiful place, and I think it's unknown to a lot of different people, especially probably on the West Coast, especially in the summer, what an amazing place it is. It kind of feels a little European with the history and how untouched it is. And you can see homes dating back to the 1800s. It's just got a lot of history and character to it that you can see that people have taken a lot of pride in and kept it untouched. And it's definitely got a certain feel when you're there. It feels like a different place. So I love going back there and exploring and seeing my hometown and how it's changed and stuff. And I mean, the people there are so friendly too, that it's definitely a place I wish I could visit more.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us today on DuckStream. It's been awesome getting to know you as a player and off the ice as well. And we're looking forward to welcoming you to Anaheim.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.